हरिः ॐ सहनवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसरि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Page 81. Krishna is the best of all spiritual instructors, both internally as the Supersoul and externally as a Vaishnava spiritual master. He bestows knowledge and everything else required for advancing on the path of devotional service. Right? So Krishna will provide everything. Right? There's no problem that there'll be anything less. Krishna will always arrange it. Right? Sometimes devotees get worried, oh, how this or that or so many things. But the point is if you're interested in pure devotional service, Krishna will arrange everything.
Yes.
So however much you're interested, that much Krishna will arrange. So one doesn't have to worry like that. You only have to worry if you're not interested. Then you have a problem. Right?
Yes.
But otherwise, if you're interested, then everything will work out. So Krishna himself is arranging, the spiritual master's there, so it's all happening. Right? Yes.
Oftentimes we learn how Prabhupada told us to think about Krishna, Krishna does things, and Krishna reciprocates, but it's Krishna's energy.
But it's not different, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I understand, but like sometimes the body may be a bit, you know, they build up this image, Krishna is in Vrindavan, you know, he's arranging everything.
But the point, he basically is, but the point is how much does it take to, let's say you want, your Mercedes-Benz. Right? Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So then. That wasn't exactly the wording, but yeah, basically like that. You know. So then the Lord doesn't have. It doesn't take. Yeah. Yes. Yes. So that's it. So therefore, what is it? Does he have to stop the Rasa dance to arrange that?
You know what I'm saying? Do it in the morning.
No, but the point is his energies take care of those things.
Yeah.
But it's still with his sanction. It means it won't happen without him, so he's doing it. Yes, but because to run the whole material existence, the whole Mahatattva takes a millionth of a millionth part or even a billionth of a billionth part. In other words, it hardly takes any energy to run the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? It's so minuscule that it doesn't take. So therefore, Krishna is performing his pastimes, all that goes on. Because he's there as super soul, and Maya knows what to do. As means on the regular course of events, Maya just takes care. There's something special, meaning the way of the devotees, then Krishna you know, give sanction, and then she carries out. So, in any case, we're going to get our things through material energy. Right?
Basically, it's karma.
Yes, like that. Because it's Krishna, but it's just Krishna only has to extend his paramatma to take care of it. You know, sometimes we make too much of a distinction between, or sometimes not enough. Mm-hmm. Right? But he's simultaneously one and different. So him and his energy are non-different.
But I'm thinking in terms of the lingo. Like yesterday you tell a devotee, don't worry Prabhu, Krishna will look after you. Or don't worry Prabhu, Paramatma will look after you. You think, well, I know what Krishna looks like.
No, but the point is it's Krishna. Krishna is Paramatma.
Yes, of course.
You know, so it's just, that's all he has to manifest to get the work done of running the material world. Because that's all it is. It's just simple mechanics. But with the devotees, then it's because it's based on affection. Therefore, then he manifests all the, you know, the 64 opulences. Like that. But as Paramatma, he only has to manifest 60. And even that is, you know, just, you know, to some degree. He doesn't have to, like Mahanarayan now has those 60 and, you know, great, you know, and very great. But as Paramatma, he only has to have those 60 and a smaller amount. You know, it's complete and it's that, but he doesn't have to have in that unlimited degree because you're dealing with the limited. So that's the thing, it is Krishna. So it is Krishna taking care of everything. But at the same time, if you want to get into, then you can see the mechanics of what Lakshmi's doing, what's this, that, and so you can get into mechanically how it works. So that's all controlled by Paramatma. Because that's the Sankarshan, that's the Kriya Shakti aspect. Is how the mechanics are managed. So that's why then Baladev expands as Naharayan, who is a Sankarshan, as Mahavishnu, as Garbhadaksha, as Kirishadaksha. So that's a straight line there. Because that's the Kriya Shakti. But the amount of Kriya you need to run the material world is like that. You know, a millionth part of his, you know, energy. And so the balance of it, that's what's used in the spiritual world. Like that. Because there, then everything is wonderful and it's always maintained. Is that right? Yeah. Yes.
Sometimes it's a big earthquake happens, a tsunami comes. So people come and ask, is it because of God? So what we should explain to them? There was one side is that Lord is aloof from the material world, but his energies are taking care. So his sanction is required. So how we should explain to
them? I mean, do you think it's a conspiracy or something? Because it's a tsunami or something? Actually, the El Nino is actually a conspiracy as a whole. It's a, you know, how say a bunch of, how you say, Peruvian guys sitting around down there in the Andes, and they make it every year just to, you know, harass because they didn't get a proper they didn't get a proper price for their chocolate beans and all that, and so they're going to show the world, you know. Means what else would it be? See, the point is it is God, but why? Because he just reciprocates with how you deal with him. So if people don't follow God's laws, then they don't get the good result of the following. If they break the rules, you get the results of breaking. So a tsunami just means a lot of breaking. You know what I'm saying?
Whenever these incidents happen, Paramatma has to sanction, or?
Whatever these, what?
Incidents.
Oh, incidents. I thought you said Indians. Whenever these Indians happen, it's like, okay. I thought it was the Peruvians. So he means the Indians. Okay, yeah, so then.
So, that time, Mother Nature excuses it, or Paramatma excuses
it? Means, how do you get something done? Is energy required? To do something is energy required, right? And is there and for there to be means you're starting with one situation and you get a result, right? Right. So does that not mean that whatever you had transforms, right? A result means a transformation of the situation, no? Okay. So then does Brahman transform? Yes, so there's no transformation.
Manifestation.
Yes, so that means his energy is what's changing. Does that make sense? So he wants something to happen, his energies carry it out. But it's not that the energies are doing it, he doesn't know about it. Or he has to personally come in there and, you know, splash the waves or something, you know. Like that. That's why he has so many arms, right? Bigger than tsunami, more hands. You know that. I say, what is it? The Chinese saying: "Many hands make light work, or make work light, or something like that." So then he manifests many, many hands. Does that make sense? So it's his energy. He's a person. He has energy. He gets it done, right? You see. The businessman is sitting in his office in Calcutta, right? He's got a big factory, he's got secretaries, he's got managers and all that. Okay? Now, something's happening down at the factory. You understand? Why is it happening at the factory?
because of his arrangement.
Yes, his arrangement, his sanction. Is he personally doing it? No. How is it happening? Through what? If he's not personally doing this, so what's doing it?
His agents.
Yes, his agents. You understand? So Krishna has unlimited agents, so therefore everything gets done. He has limited. He's only got 10,000 guys. You know? Does that make sense? So like that. Does that make sense? Okay. As Uddhava described to Krishna in the 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam 11:29-6, O my Lord, transcendental poets and experts in spiritual science would not be able to fully express their indebtedness to you, even if they were endowed with the prolonged lifetime of Brahma. For you appear in two features, externally as the Acharya and internally as the Supersoul, to deliver the embodied living being by directing him how to come to you. Right, so from both sides, then he's giving direction.
Yes.
Like that. We tend to only notice the outside one, but
yes.
You know, he's directed. So, yes.
I'm noticing they're using the term spiritual science.
Spiritual?
Science.
Yes. Experts in spiritual science. Because the point is...
I don't hear it very often.
No, no. Because the tattva technically means science. What is the science of something? How it works, why it works, you know, what it can do, everything like that. But we generally, the term we use is religion, because the religion means its inherent nature. So that's the science is simply explaining what is the religion. Right? So generally we use the religion as when it's applied, and the science when you're simply explaining how it works. Like that. So tattva is the science. Right? Then you have the culture. That's the religion. So for us, there's no difference. One is just the explanation of it. The other is the actual what you're explaining. Like that. So this idea that there's a difference between science and religion, there isn't. Like that. You know what I'm saying? And it'll be said that it's the religionists that are at fault. The scientists are just as at fault. Because they also see it as different. It's not that religionists see it as different, yeah. Scientists see it as the same. You know, so they both have missed the point, is that it being the Lord's creation, then there's explanation of how it works. The technique, that's the science. So when you see it, if you just see it without the Lord, then, or at least without the devotion, then that's just the science. Like the science of Ayurveda or the science of astronomy. But when you see it in connection to the Lord and for His pleasure, that's the spiritual science. So spiritual science and bhakti are the same thing.
Yes. Yes.
Right. I think that's the title probably put for Nectar of Devotion, right? The complete science of devotional service.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Or sometimes an example given in the spiritual master, he gives an entire meal to the disciple, and then the disciple offers it to Krishna. Or sometimes he gives him the ingredients, and then the disciple has to cook the meal and then offer it to Krishna.
Yes.
So what would be the difference?
Cat and monkey.
Cat and monkey.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the difference. But we use both.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like that. It means this. You have to hold on to the rope, but the spiritual master pulls the rope.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually a combination. So he's making his effort, you have to make yours. That's what makes it work. You can also
it
do that.
But you also grab.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, it means at least you hold on.
Well... Okay, the cat, the monkey, and the rope, right?
Yes, but the point is the cat is just holding on. The cat is holding, the kitten's doing nothing.
Right.
And the monkey is only holding on, the mother's doing nothing. This is, both are happening.
Yeah, so the rope, you're being pulled, but you gotta work also to make your way out. Otherwise,
even if you don't, it'll just be quicker if you do. But otherwise, they're pulling the rope, you'll get up. But you have to hold on to the rope.
Yes.
That's the monkey part. But he's pulling the rope, that's the cat part. Like that, so it has the both. But if you also, you know, make your, because the effort is just holding on. You know, it's just like holding on to Prabhupada's instructions, just following that. That's, and now if you can understand them and make it more dynamic and push the movement forward, that's even better.
Yes.
Like that. But at least minimum, you just hold on.
I've been teaching the deal, you know.
That's better. That's preaching, you know. Yeah. I mean, that works better. But that's your ideal scenario. But the minimum is if you just hold on, you'll get to the top.
If you could be holding on, you could let go too.
That's the point. That's the point. Is if you let go, then you've given up the monkey part. Smart, you take the rope and tie it around yourself, right? Just make sure it's your waist. You know, not your toes or your neck.
Well, if you've been down the well, I guess you'd be pretty strong.
Yeah, it would work. Yeah.
Just counter this on my
head. Yes, of course. Yeah. So the indebtedness we have to Krishna and the spiritual master, that it can never be repaid, right? Because we're in the material world, and we can basically stay here as long as we like, right? You know, we have a. But the point is that by the grace of the spiritual master and Krishna, then we get out. So that's it. So that specialness to be given, come back to the original transcendental position. That's unique. That's what's special. Okay. Whatever Jaimini has spoken to Janamejaya, therefore has been inspired by Krishna, either directly or on the strength of instructions imparted by Krishna's representative, the spiritual master. Thus, it is fitting for Jaimini to offer the fruits of his labor to Krishna, the Supreme Soul, because Krishna is the most compassionate friend of all living beings and is their original spiritual master. Right? So he is the original, and then from him, then all everything comes down. Then the representatives come down from Balaram through Radharani, like this, then come down the lines, then comes to us, like that. So that's the previous page we didn't finish.
Oh, it's convenient to
this. Oh, is so small. I think they're quotation marks. Okay. So, footnote 16. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments, because I give all benedictions to only persons who worship me, such bestowals are not unconditional. Rather, they are conditional. This is not so. Okay, so somebody may make that doubt. Whatever worship they perform is actually given by you alone. You are the supreme unconditional giver of benedictions. People can never repay the debt even by serving you for thousands of Brahma's lifetime. Right? Because he doesn't have to give. It's that he's giving out of his kindness.
Yes.
Right? Like that. But you give naturally to someone who's qualified. But the point is you can never actually qualify for prema.
Yes.
You know, it's not. Yes. There's nothing we can do materially that will qualify us for prema. So even if you say, he qualifies himself, therefore Krishna gives. But the point is there's no qualification you can do that the reciprocation will be prema. Otherwise, then what you're doing has an equal value.
Yes.
Right? The engagement by body, mind, and words has an equal value. But it's not that, it's the devotion. Right? So it's actually Krishna gives that bhakti like that, which is his causeless mercy, and then through that, then we apply that, and then we get further mercy.
Yes.
So bhakti is coming from bhakti. So technically there's nothing we can do to deserve that.
Yes.
So it's yes. Therefore it's there's nothing that can do to repay it.
Yes.
Those with discrimination, kavyaya, can never become debtless. Apachitim. in their worship, even if they worship you for a lifespan of Brahma. Because on remembering what you have done, their bliss increases. Right? Right. So they are happy now, and they can't pay back that worship, because even if they work for a lifetime of Brahma to pay it back, because in the process of serving Krishna, they'll only increase their bliss.
Yes.
Right? Krishna increases their bliss. Yes. And so then you have to pay that back. So yes, you'll never be able to pay it back.
Yes.
Right? You know, we're thinking, okay, they're talking back to Godhead, so we can pay that back. No, it's just the absorption in Krishna consciousness. And that's always getting more and more and more as time goes. Mm-hmm. So you can never pay it back. Mm-hmm. So that relationship will always remain.
Yes.
Right? That doesn't change. Does that make sense? What have you done? You appear externally as the mantra guru and siksha guru, by whom one receives your mantra and instructions on bhakti, and you appear internally as Paramatma. Didami buddhi yoga tam yena mam upayanti te. I give intelligence by which the devotees come to me. Bhagavad Gita 10:10. Inspiring them with intelligence to attain you and making them worship you, you reveal to them the goal of becoming an associate with prema. So Krishna gives the intelligence, right? Then we still have to take it.
Yes.
But the point is it's Krishna giving that intelligence. This can't say, well, I took it, that's the thing, but you don't have the thing to take. He's given that.
Yes.
Then now you can use it. So it's his mercy that he's given the intelligence by which we can come to Krishna.
Yes.
But then applying that, then we become even more inspired.
Yes.
Is that... Yes.
I was just thinking that we can never repay Krishna, but Krishna, in his relationship with the gopis, says he can never repay them.
Yeah, it's reciprocal. But on their level.
Okay.
Yeah, it means the gopis. Others, then the reciprocation balances. But with the gopis, then it's not. Because he's unlimited, there has to be that aspect. You know, it'd be just naturally that it would be there. So it's the gopis, because of that affection that's beyond, because their affection is exclusive. While his affection, he has affection for them, but he also has to reciprocate with all other devotees. So then his focus is not exclusive. Though within his heart it may be, but in action it's not. But with the gopis, it means both internally and externally it is. Right? Because when they perform their duties in the house, that's just happening by the arrangement of yoga maya. Right? Because it's not that they're thinking about this and that, they're just thinking about Krishna. Right? So they're not even focusing on the duties, it's just happening. So that's why everybody in the house thinks they're nuts. Right? You know, but Krishna, he can't be not attentive, otherwise the devotees wouldn't be satisfied. You know, if he's dealing with the cowherd boys or the Yadavas or Mother Jashoda, he has to be fully focused. Right? So therefore, then, even though in his heart he's thinking of Radharani, there's that distraction. For the gopis, there never is. Okay. So that makes sense.
Said that the Lord doesn't give bhakti to everybody.
Doesn't give bhakti to everybody. So you want to know what is his system for figuring it out.
Is it correct or are
you... You want to know if he uses the eeny, meeny, miny, mo formula. No? It's whoever has that focus and devotion to him, that's who gets. Right? So, in other words, by the grace of the spiritual master in Krishna, you take advantage of that mercy, then you get. Means everyone will eventually get. It's just a matter of right now who gets. Only a few get. Right? When we say few, that doesn't necessarily mean it's like three or four total. It means few in comparison to how many living entities there are. right? Yes. 7 billion humans, and that's just the humans. There's, yes, right, who knows how many. Have they ever calculated how many, or projected how many ants there are? Or, you know, how many worms? They figured out, you know, of living entities, worms are the most. You know, before it was always ants, but then they figured out that the worms in the ocean and all that. You know, one's on the land, but then you have them in the ocean. No ants in the ocean, so, you know, so there's lots of them. So
when Krishna says Bahunam Janmanamante, he says hardly one.
Yes.
Must mean truth.
Yes.
It's in proportion to the amount of living energy,
yes,
in the natural world.
Yes.
It could be billions.
Yes. But still, comparatively speaking, so therefore, that, you know, we have a chance. Not that there's only a few, and you're wondering if you're going to be part of that few. Does that make sense? You know, but there is an advantage, having spent time, you know, in the particular locale here, then if there is a, you know, difficulty getting on a bus, you'll know how to do it. Therefore, we generally see is that there's a major proportion of those from this place as taking advantage of Krishna consciousness, while other places then they're not as expert. And, you know, and if you live in Bombay, then you're probably the most expert. It's like, you know, it's tough to get on the ones here, but you can get on. But in Bombay, forget it. I don't know how the people get on those ones. You know, and the last time I tried was in the, I think in the 80s. Like that, you know, and that was impossible. Yes? You know, so don't worry. Like that. You know, of course, if you were Japanese, that's also an advantage. You know. You know, but. Because Krishna is the most compassionate friend of all living beings and is their original spiritual master, Krishna, without regard for spiritual qualifications and abilities, tries to engage everyone in devotional service to him. He tries to engage all the senses of everyone in devotional practices, beginning with hearing and chanting of his glories. Right? And when he sees some positive response from the conditioned soul, Krishna becomes extremely pleased. Right? So he's making arrangements that everybody could be connected, everybody could be that, yes, but it's that you can't take that next step until they reciprocate.
Yes, yes.
Right? So that's the advantage of the devotees. That's why then the spiritual master, because Krishna, as super soul, is arranging that there's all these facilities and abilities to come in contact. Right? But then the devotees, then they'll make sure you come in contact. You know, make, yes, you aware that you do have a choice and you should be making it.
Yes, yes.
Right? Is that make sense?
Big plan of prasada.
Hmm?
The big plan of prasada.
Yes, yes. Yes. He then showers all favors on the candidate for his service. Right? So then he's giving so much mercy. So the amount that we're putting in and what Krishna is reciprocates, because probably always mentions just to give an idea, we take one step to Krishna, he takes 10 towards us.
Yes. Yes.
And so that's, it's much greater.
Yes.
So we can't say that, yeah, I deserve this. No, it's like, you know, it doesn't. The gratitude is mutual. Just as people in general are satisfied with someone who significantly helps them, all of Krishna's devotees are ever thankful to the Lord. And when Krishna sees his devotees practicing devotional service, he considers them his most gracious benefactors. Right? Because if he's serving, then he can reciprocate with them. There's rasa.
Yes.
Right? Because rasa is about interacting with somebody.
Yes.
Right? That's the whole idea.
Yes.
So then he feels he's then benefited by their rendering service. And they understand it's by his arranging for the opportunity for them to serve.
Yes.
So this way then it just goes on and on. It never no one's ever feels that, okay, now it's done, you know, and then mm-hmm. can move on to something else. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To end the Digdarshini commentary, on Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Srila Sanatana Goswami offers this prayer. May the Supreme Lord, in this form of Sri Chaitanya, who personally made me take up the labor of this writing, be always pleased. Mm-hmm. The Lord renowned by the name Chaitanya is Sriman, the possessor of all divine opulences. And so that's why Prabhupada sometimes calls him Sriman Mahaprabhu.
Yes, yes.
Because that just means opulences.
Yes, yes. And I sometimes, inside the devotee circle, we call someone Sriman.
Yes, no, it's also there. Prabhupada would also, you see, in the introduction or foreword when he talks the acknowledgement to devotees, and he mentions Sriman.
Yes.
Like that. I think Prajumna was mentioned in one of them. You know, different devotees.
Yeah. What is the difference between Sriman, Sri, Sripad?
They're all based on the root of opulence. Like that. So it must be Sriman, who, you know, possessor of all divine opulences. Okay.
Yes,
similar. Yeah. Right, so yeah. So it's the same thing, Sriman, Srimati.
Yes, yes.
Like that. But, you know, so sometimes it's you know, it's thought that these are lesser terms, but they're not. He is Lord Krishna himself appearing as the son of Sachi Devi. Or Srimad Chaitanya Rupa can refer to the most fortunate servant of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Rupa Goswami. Describing Srila Rupa Goswami as Bhagavan is appropriate according to this definition of the term. One is called Bhagavan who knows the future and fortune, the birth and rebirth, the ignorance and enlightenment of all beings. Thus, both to the Lord and to that best of Vaishnavas, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami offers his respects. Because they know, you practice Krishna consciousness, then you'll develop your love for Krishna. You don't, then, you know, the material world is pretty straightforward what you get.
Yes.
Right? You have eating, sleeping, mating, defending, and then all the troubles that come with it.
Yes.
Right? I mean, so either you get not enough to eat, you get too much to eat. The quality of what you get is not right. You know, you get it at the wrong time. You get it from the person you don't want to get it from. You know, you get it in the situation you don't like. You know what I'm saying? So it's pretty straightforward what they are.
Yes.
You know, Brihaspati, then when he's giving the Prashna scriptures, like that, then basically there's 10 situations of difficulty for the living entity. Means there's 10 situations that people, when they go to an astrologer, they always ask about. Right? Everyone thinks, no, my thing is unique. But what are they going to ask about? They want to know, you know, when they're going to get some money, or when their problems are going to stop, or when they're going to have a kid, or when they're going to get married, you know, when they're going to die, when they're, you know, the same stuff. You know, it's not like it's something new. You know what I'm saying? So, there's 10 categories. Like that, main categories. Then you can have a refinement of that by 10 variations within each of those 10, so you get 100.
Yes.
So most Prashna scriptures deal with 100.
Okay.
Like that. Because it gets fine enough that everybody is comfortable that, yes, it deals with my particular thing.
Yes.
And Bhrigu Samhita, it simply does 10 finer, so it does 1,000. But it's still the 10 main, the 10 you know, subcategories,
yes,
that
yes.
Each one has 10 subcategories, yes. Again. So it gets much more exact. But the point is it's still the same 10 problems.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, no one's going to the astrologer, I'm so happy, what's going on? When's this going to end? You know, is that anybody's going for that? Generally not. So therefore, it's you know, problems. Right? So that's the point. So therefore, he can know what will happen with everybody. He can say, you do this, this will happen. You do that, that will happen.
Yes.
He can say exactly.
Yes.
That's just from his knowledge of it. Right? Then it's by Krishna's grace, and by that they can even see more than that. So his great personality is going to even see beyond that. But, you know, but if you see by Shastra Chakshus, then you can see like this.
Yes.
Right? So therefore, we, following Rupa Goswami, following his example, his teachings very strictly, then we know how things work.
Yes.
But he knows more how things work. That's why he wrote the book.
Yes.
Like that. Third. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what is the main difference between the two parts of this book? It seems that they're both dealing with kind of the same but different
things. What is the highest realm? Because you find is the general realm of the practice of devotional service. Mm-hmm. Right? Then you have the particular devotee who has that, what is the specialness of their mercy. Mm-hmm. So it's also mandigyan, because you're understanding the qualities of the realms of devotional service and the devotees and their devotional service.
So can we say that the first book is more focused on the Sangasana aspect and the second book more on the Pradyumna aspect?
Yeah, it may work. I'm sure there means there'd be so many like that, because you're dealing with Bhagavatam, so it's about Krishna, so it has that unlimited aspect. So you could bring out so many. But yeah, yes, you could say like that. Then you say this is some Mandigyan. But then in some area, then he's dealing with one or the other, because here they're dealing with the realm, so that's the situation we take with Sankarshan. But at the same time, is then they're talking about the devotees in that situation. So then that would be the Pradyumna side.
The mentality.
Yeah, like the gopis, Mother Jashoda, the cows, the animals, all these like that, and showing the hierarchy there. So basically, it just keeps showing the hierarchy on how all these things work. So there's variety within spiritual. But we see is the hierarchy is based on devotion. Like that. Does that make sense? And then what's the Lord's reciprocation to that devotion? Then that sets, the different devotees. So,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Because if we don't appreciate the individuals, then we won't necessarily like the places.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we deal with the individuals. Yes. But we see as he's dealt with the individuals first, then the places, but then at the end of the places, then he starts talking about individuals again.
Yes.
Because we wouldn't appreciate that discussion of individuals from the first story.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? He just brings it up in generic, so you can see that. Then he goes back to the realms, and then what's the uniqueness of that, the particular devotees, the flavors that are there in that. So the realm is the devotees, it's not the place. Because that's the point. We take it that the place is the physical place, but actually the place is the people in the place.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like you have a particular physical location.
Yes.
Then there's a group of people living there. So it takes on a particular flavor, right? Mm-hmm. Now let's say, and they've been there for so long, then after a while another group comes in and displaces them, or just, they disappear, like that. It's like the, what do you call it? What do you call it?
Invasion.
Yeah, no, not invasion. I'm just thinking of Hottentots. Mm-hmm. Ever heard of Hottentots? Mm-hmm. There aren't any Hottentots anymore. They've disappeared. Like they just merged into the population. You know what I'm saying? So like that. Then it disappears. Now the flavor of that place is by the people that are there now.
Yes.
So the place itself has an influence.
Yes.
But it's actually by who's there. So even when we say Vaikuntha, Dwarka, Mathura, Vrindavan, like that, it's still about the people who are there.
Yes.
So then again, you can talk about the individual. So we see is that the first book is about the devotees. The second book technically also is about the devotees.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like that. Yes.
But then it's just a question of emphasis, because the place itself has the special flavor.
Yes.
And then those devotees who have this flavor, they congregate there.
Yes. Yes. Because
so
that's
it follows the
yes.
place.
It means you have that, but it's there is because of their devotion. Here is because of our attachment. So here it's arranged. The modes of nature are arranged.
I'm talking about the tone.
The tone. Oh, that's going to be... That's just by the Lord's mercy again. That one becomes attracted, one likes it. Like so many come to Mayapur, how many think about staying? Of those who think about how many even, think, take that, oh yeah, this would be good, maybe we should try. And then of those, how many actually make the endeavor? Of those, how many stay?
More.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah. As the electricity works, more and more is staying. Yeah, I mean, if there was no electricity like before, like I still work on the thing is you buy something and make an arrangement because there may not be electricity for 2 days.
Yes.
And people tell me, what are you talking about? There's always electricity. You know? No, but I'm just saying, before, no electricity for 2 days was standard.
Yes.
It happened really regularly. So, you know, you're setting up your water tank, you know, you have to have the water for three, 4 days because it may be out for, you know. You know, so stuff like that. Well, other people say, no, you only need this big. And I'm just saying, no, no. Because it's just you're used to no electricity. You know, so then, you know, time is electricity is there. So in other words, electricity is one of Krishna's energies. So as manifestation of Krishna's energies is there, then we're able to appreciate them.
My question was, who sets the mood? The Dham or the devotees?
It's the reciprocation between the Lord and the devotees that sets the Dham. So Lord Chaitanya and his associates, that's the mood of the Dham. Now, how much of that you'll see and appreciate, that will be manifest by your attitude and who you associate with. But in other words, what is going on, you know, that we're talking about here with the Brajabasis and that's going on here now.
Yes.
How much we catch of that, that's another thing. So do we, you know, when we get together in the morning, you know, after Mangala, this little break, you know, are we talking about the glories of the Dham? Are we talking about, did he hear? You know, that kind of stuff. But this was a generic point there. We're not making any... Yes. Does that make sense? So that's the whole thing. So... therefore, if we move in that circle, that's how much of the Dham we'll appreciate. Because now and again we'll appreciate, that's why we're here. But the more we appreciate, then the more we're inspired, the more the devotional service moves forward. Because it's all about, Krishna's presenting the opportunities. As he said, he's making these arrangements constantly. It's always going on. It's always there. But then when somebody notices it and takes advantage of it, then Krishna is very happy and then reciprocates that. So all the facility, the transcendental nature of the Dham is there. It's now it's just a matter of whether we're going to notice it. And so depending upon our association, that may be greater or lesser. Is that what we do? Yeah. Yes.
So for many of us, it appears that the development of Krishna consciousness comes like in installments. Like you do something and then not much happens and then we break through and then but from the scriptures we see, especially from this, it's a dynamic, it's kind of one dynamic.
It's constant. But when we're aware of it, it's quicker. Like we were saying with the rope.
Yes.
If you hold on to the rope, as long as you hold on, you're going up. But if you also, pull up on the rope, it makes it quicker. So, just that you in the Dham, that you follow the basic principles that are given. You know, when we say principles here, we mean the techniques of devotional service and all that. Mm-hmm. And we avoid the offenses, then we will progress, even though we don't notice it. You know, it's just like, have you ever seen the kids in the house, and they're always the same size, but someone comes and visits, oh, you've grown, or, you know, like that. You go out for some time, you come back, wow, they grew, and everyone else is, huh? You know, so it's always going on. You know, so it's like the grass, it's growing, but you don't notice it. Mm-hmm. You know, after it gets really, oh, wow, you know, but on the day-to-day, you don't. So when we're aware of the devotional process, and its glories, and its importance, that's when we'll make more advancement more quickly. Then it'll be very dynamic. Mm-hmm. So that's why it says when you're around the spiritual master, you imperceptibly make so much advancement, because that's what's going on and you're taking part. So you don't necessarily notice that you're making more advancement than if you weren't around. But because of the association and all that, then it goes on very nicely. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, then. Last part. Thus ends the seventh chapter of part two of Srila Sanatana Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamrita, entitled Jagat Ananda, the Bliss of the Worlds. You want to know something on that? The TH on the thus, then what? Okay, yes, go ahead.
We could do it again tomorrow.
Or you could read it backwards. Respects his offers, Sanatana Srila, Goswami Rupa Srila, Vaishnava's best, of best, that, to, and.
I recall when Bhakti Chura Maharaj gave that course at the VIHE in the 90s, there were a lot of questions towards the end of that presentation about the relationship between the guru and disciple. And I remember one question that came up, you know, the Prabhupada explains, don't make the spiritual master come back to get you.
Mm-hmm.
So when the devotee asks the question, does the spiritual master really come back every single time to pick up the disciple? Maharaj says, it may not be him personally. It may be in the form of another shiksha or someone.
But it's
else.
Still his arrangement.
But it's his arrangement.
Yeah. But the principle is that...
Can you elaborate on that?
Uh-huh.
Can you elaborate on that?
Elaborate on that means on what an arrangement looks like.
Don't elaborate on the arrangement. Just elaborate on the mechanics.
Yes, it means you had this kind of funny, fat, kind of fluffy chapati thing, right? And you open one end, right? Then you have to stick all kinds of things inside. Yeah, and enough sauce that you can actually, you know, you won't choke, right? And it gives a good flavor, so it's not a loss to put more stuff. But the problem is the more stuff you put, the more stuff comes out and ends up in your beard.
It cracks up on the bottom.
Yes, like that. So if you put too much, then it's... So these are important mechanics as the arrangements. The point is it's the spiritual master takes responsibility for then, so for them, those living entities, then he'll be preaching. So those who are preachers, they're generally the ones that come like that, because it's very common, especially. Means you have the acharyas, then they're leading the whole thing. But in the general, those who have been here, they're generally considered more, it's more appropriate for them to come back to the material world to preach, because they know the material world. Well, those, the nitya siddhas, they never made the mistake. You know, it's just like, let's say, if a reformed criminal is the best at reforming criminals.
Yes.
Like that. So that's the general thing. But we see the acharyas probably mentions their own nitya siddhas, so therefore, right? That's another thing. You know, but because they're always coming and preaching, they'll figure it out. You know, it's not rocket science. Does that work? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, the mechanics. Why would Prabhupada say, don't make your spiritual master come back?
Because he would have to come back. He would have to come back. Now, there may be the things that he doesn't, but we don't take that's the prominent. We take, what does the acharya say? That's the prominence. Because there's always, when you're doing something, there's always a prominence. You get the prominence right, it works. You get the prominence wrong, it takes a different flavor. You know, it's just like, let us say I put, you know, the normal amount of salt, I put a touch of sugar to get rid of the bitterness. Right? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I put, you know, just the right amount of chili for the ghee. Right? Okay? So that kind of preparation, what would I generally call that?
Yeah, no,
what I say, it's just a touch to get rid of the bitter. So that would be your regular sabji, your regular salty preparations. Right? Now if I put in a little bit more chili, it takes on a different flavor. Now if I put on a bunch of more chili and more sugar, I end up with the chutney. So one can say it doesn't matter, but only people who don't know would say that. You just adjust one little thing, and it makes a difference. Like you pour the water into the suji or the suji into the water when you're making halibut, and it'll give different effects. That makes sense. Like that. So all these things have meaning. So when Prabhupada says that's the principle, because it's your relationship with the spiritual master, because if we say, oh, well, someone else may come, then we think, oh, it doesn't matter so much. But even if it was someone else who come, who's that someone else? It's still someone from the spiritual world that they have to leave over there and come down here because we're being an idiot.
It could be someone in another universe who is taking part of Lord Chaitanya Krishna's class now.
Well, when it comes through here, then yeah, definitely. It means it's, you know, as Prabhupada said, the transcendental road show. So when it comes through...
Anyway, they come from the transcendental realm.
Yes. Yeah. Because otherwise, what's the point?
In the context of Gopa Kumar and the spiritual master, you see that they seem to be side by side. Every time Gopa Kumar is a bit puzzled, he gets to meet his guru and he tells him what's the next step.
Yeah, because that relationship's always there.
Right.
And he always looks the same. But also you notice that he mentions that Gokul always looks the same.
Yes.
When he goes back from within the universe, it looks the same. When he goes to the spiritual world, then comes back, it still looks the same. When he goes to, I think, Dwarka, and then comes, it still looks the same. So it's always the same. The spiritual master is always the same. So because there, the spiritual master is Krishna. Krishna's representative. So the point is, you know, then also it's the point of, you know, why make Krishna wait? Krishna's making all these wonderful arrangements and we're busy doing something else. You know, it's like, you know, you've arranged this whole nice meal and everything like that, but you're too busy playing, you know, to come to the table. So don't do that. Does that make sense? However it works out. See, because we're always looking at time and space. It has to know exactly like that. Do you have a name? You know, like that. No, it's a matter of these are the principles it works on. Just like when you go back to the spiritual world, then who's going to, how you say, take you through the process, means how that's going to be revealed, your position and everything. Krishna may do it himself, the spiritual master may do it himself, and associated with the Lord may do it. Point is it will be done. But you have to qualify to come to that position. Qualify means you have to please Krishna. It's his mercy anyway, you'll get there. Like that. But we get too caught up in these, but that's not important. The point is this is how it works. So... we'll just stop for a few minutes and then if you can remember.
I heard
the
story about Srila Prabhupada and one disciple.
One Srila Prabhupada and one disciple.
Yeah. One disciple asked Srila Prabhupada about do you come next lifetime if I will not finish my devotional service here? And Srila Prabhupada told him, you are a rascal, I'm coming already 700 lifetimes for you. So that looks like this. So does it mean this is Acharya's example, how he just take care about devotees, or this arrangement about which Prabhupada...
No, it means that that's the way it works.
Yeah.
You know, it means that, because the point is coming to the point of this agyata sukriti, that can take a long time. You know, so it's not means you see devotees that, in other words, that devotee who comes in contact with the devotees and immediately joins. Like I was just hearing the other day about someone who came, they were staying somewhere. I think it was in Mexico somewhere. You know, just gone down there for some fun, but then they heard about the devotees. So he traveled 2 hours down to some place where there was a temple. Like that. And, you know, for the Sunday program or that. That person never left.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They just heard about it and just, you know, joined there. And then from there they sent him somewhere else and, you know, like this and then like that. But then there's others and they're coming, you know, regularly or coming for weeks, months, years. You know, it's just like, let's say, in Gainesville. How many people there are taking Prashad every day in the university? But, you know, they're not becoming devotees. So that's just that Agyata Sukriti is building up. You know what I'm saying? So faith comes when Agyata Sukriti reaches a certain volume. So therefore, it's in any case that you hadn't already gone back to Godhead means you didn't finish your devotional practice. So the spiritual master is coming back. So some we see are much, you know, had much more Sukriti, some less. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the point is this mission, you know, is always going on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is every Kali Yuga. Right? So this mission to learn Chaitanya is always there.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Sabha Deta Bhaktivinoda ki
jai,
Trinitai Govinda ki
jai.